pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for this Wednesday edition. Got a lot of baseball talk, of course, the College World Series, another day closer. All the games right here on ESPN Radio. We will talk with the head coach of the number one team in the country, Jim Morris of Miami of Florida. They will play Saturday night against Georgia, and we will talk with Coach Morris coming up later on in the program today. Later on in the week, we'll be talking with the head coach at North Carolina, Mike Fox. Florida State Assistant Coach Mike Martin is among those that are going to join us as well as we get ready for the College World Series. Again, a little change as far as the College World Series goes. The first big weekend isn't a big weekend anymore now that they're not playing on Friday. They're playing on Saturday, Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, and this is so that the best of three championship series will be for sure set for television and they don't have to start on Sunday night and really, I think, go up against the Major League Baseball game of the week and things like that, especially now that interleague play is going on. So the College World Series will continue. We will talk a lot about that. A couple of Nebraska baseball players are not coming back to the program. We will chat about that as well on the program today. Most of the major college football magazines are out, and I don't think Husker fans are going to like what they're hearing, unless they are told that Nebraska is going to win the Big 12. I don't think Husker fans ever like what they are hearing. And so we might have some time to delve into that. Three Husker baseball players were named a Midwest All-Region, including Johnny Dorn. Will we get to play some Legion baseball tonight? Quite a bit was played last night, but again, it seems like Wednesday and Thursday are storm days, and so we hope to bring you some baseball tonight on Power 99 and also on 1230 AM KHAS. And the final round of the Nebraska Women's Amateur State Stroke Play Tournament is being played today at Indian Head in Grand Island. And no surprise, two Grand Island golfers are at the top of the leaderboard. Megan Bartlett began the day three shots ahead of J.C. Stevenson. And only Abby Bartlett is the other Grand Island golfer that is in the field. So a majority of Lincoln and Omaha golfers and having some trouble, including Susan Marchese, what, she won this 11 times, had an 87 and then DQ'd yesterday. I don't know if that meant not showing up or if there was just something on the course. 88 junior golfers will be competing at Wild Horse. That's right, the kids, the young men, will be playing at Wild Horse for the 19th Nebraska Junior Match Play Championship. That starts today with qualifying and runs through the championship on Saturday. And, of course, Wild Horse ranked 25th modern golf course, according to Golf Week magazine. So those are some of the things that are going to be going on. There's other sports topics that we'll touch on as well. But first off, Game 3 in the NBA last night. And remind you that you can always send something to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings. And, of course, if bad weather over the last couple of weeks has dinged up your car, which it has many, then stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. It's not going to hurt to see what they have to tell you. Maybe they're going to give you a better deal. Maybe they can get you in quicker. Maybe they can help you out. They're there for you. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. Dent Popper on the bricks in downtown Kearney. NBA last night, I thought, I kept listening as much as I could yesterday nationally, trying to find out, is anybody going to take the side of Boston might win this game? I heard no one. Derek, did you hear anyone that said Boston might win this game?
Not really. Everybody was giving it to L.A.
Boston, and immediately the officiating changed. Immediately the officiating changed because they're in L.A. And again, Joey Crawford, are you kidding me? Really? Really? Just an embarrassment. Just the last 15 seconds. Embarrassing to himself, it has to be, but whatever. I'm not saying that the officiating was bad or good. Just saying it changed.
Yeah,
it changed. What's the point?
I mean, it's just so inconsistent anymore in the NBA. I mean, even down the stretch in the regular season, you see it game in and game out. Now in the playoffs, when these are supposed to be the best officials you have in the league, and here you're getting inconsistencies from game to game. I don't get it.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Just rolling in, Jordan in K-Town. Thanks, Jordan. He says, now since you aren't on the official ESPN payroll and aren't trying to keep the NBA from being a total sham, tell me, do you honestly think that the playoffs aren't fixed by high-ranking suits in the NBA and officials that actually ref the games? Because even if you look back at the Kings-Lakers series in 2002, yeah, Game 6 was obviously fixed, no doubt in my mind, or it was the most blatant show of incompetence by a set of stripes I've ever seen. Now, of course, he's referring to what you've been hearing all morning, Tim Donaghy saying that there have been fixed games and pointed to that specific game. Jordan goes on to say, I've seen a lot of class D2 girls basketball games where dads are asked to ref JV games and never take the whistle out of their mouths when the away team is on defense. Phil Jackson whines. He's done it everywhere, Chicago, L.A., and everywhere else that he's been. And it's basically assumed that in the NBA playoffs, home teams win because it's more fun for the home team crowd to see a win. That sells tickets. But if anyone really thinks that the NBA finals aren't fixed, they're kidding themselves. The NBA has basically become WWE, where everything is planned, and refs make the decision on who will win based on sales and all the important Game 7s. That's my rant. Shh. It's sad, isn't it? Jordan in K-Town.
No!
Jordan, thanks so much. You can email us anytime, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm not going to go to the point of being fixed or rigged, but boy, you sure... If you're any kind of a sports fan or follow the NBA at all, and I'm sure if one of your favorite teams is in the game, then you're thinking, but boy, sometimes it does look like, what are you looking at? The entire world knows you blew a call. How do you keep making the call? Where do you come up with this stuff? Okay, we've been up and down the floor a couple times. Time to blow the whistle. Okay, there hasn't been a charge in a while, better call a charge. Hasn't been a hand check in a while, better call a hand check.
It's almost Kobe calling it for the sake of calling it. I mean, it's...
Ooh, Kobe just did a 720. That was pretty cool. Oh, I should have blown my whistle. That's probably trouble. Oh, I forgot.
Make up for it next time down. Yeah.
And unfortunately, as again was said on this network over the last 24 hours, really the finals are being overshadowed by everything outside of the play. The Tim Donaghy situation, the refereeing situation... the old Boston Lakers series, not a whole lot's really being paid attention to what actually is going on to the court with a lot of great superstars, Kobe Bryant, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, go on and on and on, and some new guys that are starting to make a name for themselves. What in the world? Let's just watch basketball. Let's try not to screw things up. Let's just play some basketball. I don't know where this series is headed after last night. Two things. A lot of people thought the Lakers were going to blow out Boston last night. I, as usual, minority. But Boston did not win. They could have won. And they stayed within six with the game being horribly, horribly close. And horribly, really, the big three didn't play that well for Boston last night. And the game was close. I still think Boston wins this series. Said it when the playoffs began. Then we kind of switched that the Lakers are playing better because Boston was struggling. But go all the way back to something I said after they struggled, if you can call it struggling. They went 7 against Atlanta, but blew them out every game at home, big time, 20-plus points, 40 in the game 7, which is just absurd. But when it mattered against a good team like Detroit, Boston stepped up and played. I think they were bored. They knew they were going to win. They knew there wasn't going to be any problems. And so they made it into the finals. I think they have more superstars. There's Kobe on the Lakers and the Three Amigos, or the Boston Three Party, if you will, for the Celtics. I like Boston. I think Boston's going to get one game in Los Angeles and close it out in six at home next week.
They've just shown no ability to win on the road, though. It's throughout the playoffs. It's kind of unbelievable how well they play at home You can win by 20 at home, and then you lose by 10, 15, 20 on the road. And the Lakers needed, what, 25 points from Sasha Vujicic last night, which you're definitely not going to get every night, and they still only win by 6 with the Celtics playing bad. So not sure what to take away from that.
Sasha Vujicic. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email us anytime to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you. Again, Jim Morris, the head baseball coach of the number one team in the country, Miami of Florida, will join us in the second half of the program today. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Oh, our buddy Ken fires away again. I'm never quite sure if Ken is a Royals fan or not, but last night, another kick to the teeth. And so Dr. Ken has a prescription for mental health maintenance for Royals fans. When watching or listening to Royals games and they manage to have a lead going into the eighth inning, turn the game off and check the score the next morning. This will reduce the mental trauma involved if you continue to listen. The team is snake bit. Last night, Royals are up 5-1 at home against Texas after a 7-game road trip where they played some pretty good, very competitive baseball at tough Yankee Stadium, split the series, come home. They're up 5-1, get a great pitching performance. They're hitting the ball. They go to the top of the eighth, two outs, nobody on. They're four outs away from victory. Four unearned runs in the inning. Mark Tian had an error. A bunch of other stuff happened. Okay, it's 5-5. So we are tied. We are tied. We go to the ninth. Runner on third, one out. Royals go to the bullpen, get Martinez, bring him in. Well, you got a runner on third with less than two outs. Not looking good. Josh Hamilton, who leads the major leagues in RBIs, strikes out with three swings that you could go to your little league park tonight and find better cuts than he threw out last night. So, okay, we're pulling the infield back. We're ready to go. John Buck, our favorite Royal, pass ball. All the way to the backstop, winning run comes across eventual, and 6-5. No, but it's not over yet. It's 6-5, okay. Five unearned runs in two innings. Actually, in three outs, five earned runs. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Royals manage with nobody on and two out. Alex Gordon gets a broken bat single to right. Guillen gets one through the right side underneath the first baseman's glove. So you've got the tying run at second, the winning run at first. You've got Mark Tian up. And you know he's going, I can redeem everything. The error I had in the eighth. He was at bat twice with a runner on third and less than two outs and did not get him in. So everything can be forgotten here. What happens? Fastball right down the middle, looking, called strike three, game over.
No!
Royals go on to lose 6-5. So they'll try and forget that. But that's, and play again tonight right here on ESPN, but that's the kind of stuff that happens when you're mired in a 25-year funk like the Royals, 23-year funk like Kansas City has been. So, Ken, thanks for the email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jim Morris, the head baseball coach at Miami of Florida, the number one team in the country. He is going to join us coming up in just a couple of moments. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Builders does Father's Day best. Hi, I'm Scott from Builders, and because I know there are a lot of handy dads out there, we'll be hosting the Father's Day Power Tool Challenge this Saturday from 11 to 1. Fastest times will win prizes from DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Plus, you can get great sale prices on gifts for dad all day. Get ready for Father's Day with help from Builders.
The Father's Day Power Tool Challenge this Saturday from 11 to 1 at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Does your men's softball team have what it takes to win $1,000 cash? That's the top prize in the Sun Heat Men's Softball Tournament in Lincoln, Saturday, June 21st. Only 10 slots left. Registration deadline, June 18th. Register by emailing Josh at sunheat.com, calling 308-382-8137, or go to sunheat.com for more information. Sun Heat, the folks who slash your utility bills with their amazing infrared zone heating. And don't forget, register for that $1,000 prize in the Sun Heat Softball Tournament no later than June 18th.
We'll see some partial sunshine as we head through the day today with a chance for showers and storms, some of which may turn severe with highs around 81. Winds will shift to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There also is concern of some localized flooding potential by late this afternoon and into tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
On the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our continuing coverage of the College World Series. You'll be able to hear each and every game through the championship right here on ESPN Radio beginning this Saturday. And, of course, the doubleheader will have Florida State taking on Stanford. And the number one national seed, Miami, is going to be taking on Georgia. And we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Jim Morris, whose team has made it 11 of the last 15 years. And there are so many stats here, we're not even going to go through them. It's just suffice to say, Jim, that Miami and the College World Series pretty much have been going hand in hand due to your coaching and the kids' success.
Well, thanks. I tell you, it's a great place to go, and our guys are very excited. And a lot of our players on this team have played before in Omaha in the World Series, and there's no better place to be at this time of year, that's for sure.
Jim, a lot of people, I think, learned a lot more about your ball club, especially here in Nebraska, by being able to watch and listen to the games during the regionals and the super regionals, and all of a sudden everybody now knows about your pitchers, your hitters. Did you know that this was the type of team you had when your season started?
Well, to be honest, I really felt very confident from the beginning, and we got a veteran team as you can have with sophomores and juniors, because all of our juniors just about signed pro. But before the season, I made a statement, and I'm on record as saying that I felt like this club, you know, had a very good chance to go back to Omaha if they played up to their potential. And then once you get to Omaha, I really think that any one of the eight teams can win it, and it's just whoever gets hot, because we've been out there and won it a couple times, and it's not necessarily the most talented team, but it was the best team when we were out there.
Jim, you did not see this team drop their third game until almost a month and a half into the season. Did you think that they would be this hot and have that much success so early?
Well, you know, you never expect that. This is the best record we've ever had since I've been at Miami, so it's a very good record. But and so you don't expect to have a record like this, particularly in this conference, as good as it is, and the schedule we play outside the conference. But, you know, I'm just very pleased with the way they're playing. When a team plays this good so long a period of time, you kind of get scared a little bit in the fact that your hope that, you know, they don't have a downtime, because we've never lost more than one in a row this year, so that's pretty amazing.
ACC baseball has been so absolutely outstanding all season long. 1-2-3. You've got North Carolina and Florida State, obviously, joining you at the College World Series. A lot of people think the ACC, because of you three, are obviously the best conference in the country. I don't think you're going to have any arguments with that.
No, we won't, or I won't argue with that, because I know how good those schools are, but I know how good some of the other schools are, too. They're very, very good. They've been ranked and went to the regionals and the super regionals. So it's an outstanding conference. It's a battle every single weekend. A lot of people put a lot of money into this sport, and it's really growing in the conference.
Jim Morris, the head baseball coach at Miami, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim, you had such a great season. You rolled through the ACC tournament. You rolled through the regionals. Then all of a sudden, Arizona puts a big speed bump in the way in game one of the Super Regionals, and you're one game away from a fantastic season ending too soon. What were your thoughts and being through the wars so many times, what approach did you have to take with this team getting ready for games two and three?
Well, I think there are a couple things that helped us. One is a lot of these guys had played in the World Series the year before, but we had to go through Nebraska and we had to go through Ole Miss. And at Ole Miss, they had a great club, and we started four freshmen, and we lost the first game and won the next two. And immediately when the game was over with, the talk was, it's just going to be like Ole Miss. We're going to get it done. And the second thing to me is maybe the best game we played this last weekend might have been the first game, the game we lost, because we hit the ball really hard. The wind was blowing in. Some balls were kept in a ballpark that normally would go out. We didn't make any errors. We walked one guy, and we struck out 16 guys. And with that said, you ought to win. So we played really good that first game and lost a close game. So I felt like, you know, as I told him, we should have won. We didn't win. That's the way it is. We just got to come back and play just as well the next night. And the next night, I felt like the pressure was turned around on the other club.
You brought up Nebraska, and I guess the rivalry might not be in baseball as it is in football and things like that. How's Miami treated when you come to Omaha? I know all the teams, but do you hear things when you're in the stands? Does Miami get a little more than maybe some of the other teams that come to Omaha?
Well, I don't think there's any question, you know, that there are not a lot of people that are fond of Miami because of football, not necessarily because of baseball. But, you know, the fans that we talk to are nice, and we enjoy. We go to the Boys Town, and we go to the Children's Hospital, and we do a lot of things, and our players really enjoy it. But I guess in 1999, we were playing out there, and Stanford was playing Florida State for the right to play us in the finals, and there was a couple sitting on the front row, and they were looking at each other, and they go, listen, if Florida State wins this tomorrow, we're going to play for Florida State's going to play Miami in the finals. Who are we going to pull for? And finally they looked at each other, and one of them said, a rain out.
Well, I don't doubt that one bit. Jim Morris, baseball coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Hopefully we've had enough rain in Nebraska to last us for a couple of weeks so we can get this in with no problem. But, Jim, one of the emailers here, as we knew we were going to have you on, wanted to know, with all the new changes, they're building a new stadium, obviously, as you know, and Rosenblatt's only got a couple of years left. What's the differences from your first trip to the College World Series to this one and how things have changed and maybe even the landscape of baseball? There's a lot more coverage of it, I know.
Well, it's changed unbelievably. I mean, college baseball has grown so much, and with the World Series and the exposure that the teams get out there. But the first time I was ever out there was 1980 as an assistant coach, and now here I'm back, you know, as the head coach. But 11 times, I guess 1994 is the first time at Miami. The stadium's been expanded, got new scoreboard. I mean, the stadium's grown a lot. The exposure's grown even more. And it's just an unbelievable tournament. The fans are great. They take care of the players, the different clubs that look after everybody. I mean, it's just an amazing event, really, that if you haven't seen it or you haven't played in it, then you need to go if you're a baseball person.
You had three players named to the Louisville Slugger First Team All-Americans, and we saw them this weekend. Yonder Alonso, Chris Hernandez, Jamel Weeks. You had the National Freshman Pitcher of the Year in Carlos Gutierrez. These guys obviously and should be getting all the pub. Is there another kid that has surprised you or that we should be watching for in Omaha?
Well, you know, our freshman catcher, we got two freshmen. I think the people will be pretty impressed watching him, and we let him call the own game, Paul's own game. We don't call it from the dugout. We let him switch it a little bit different. Our shortstop, Ryan Jackson's an outstanding defensive player. If you watch his play on Sunday, that last play he made in that back end with the pressure situation, he made it pretty easy. He's just had a tremendous season, and he's on the USA team this summer. Our setup guy, Kyle Bellamy. You know, it's going to be on the USA team. Our closer, Carlos Gutierrez, was a first rounder. Our center fielder, Blake Cody, led the Cape in stolen bases last year and is a very good player. I mean, we got a solid team, to be honest. It's a pretty well-rounded team that I think people enjoy watching.
Coach, what about Georgia? Always that one-versus-one pitching matchup makes it interesting. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, I don't know as much about them right now as I will in a couple of days. We're getting a lot of stuff, scouting reports and video, and watch them. I know that, you know, their shortstop's a first-rounder, of course, the eighth pick right behind Yonder, and their closer is a first-round pick, too. It's a big hard throwing right-hander. So I've watched them play a little bit, and I watched them play Georgia Tech. And since I actually went to school at Georgia, and I coached at Georgia Tech for 12 years, so I always watch them play both teams.
Well, Coach, before we let you get out of here, last question. Kind of handicap my team or your team for us here in Nebraska. They can't be the best team until they win the College World Series because you've had some teams do that. But how good is this team?
Well, I think we got a chance, you know, to win if we get out there. We're talented enough. We just have to play the game on the field and get it done and get some clutch hitting and do some of the things we've been doing all year. And if we do that, we got a chance to win it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very much here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels, and we'll see you Saturday in Omaha.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it, guys.
Miami, Georgia coming up in the late game Saturday. Again, here every single game right here on ESPN Radio. Miami is and has been most of the season the number one team in the country. Really, the only times that they were moved out of some of the number ones is when they were playing their series against North Carolina and Florida State, who they won those series from and whose teams are in the College World Series. Three ACC teams are in the College World Series and two from the SEC, LSU, and Georgia. The other three teams, Fresno State, Stanford out of the Pac-10, and Rice. Of course, a lot of people thought Arizona State would have been in, giving the Pac-10 two. None of the Big 12, obviously, in as well. But remember, every single game of the College World Series is right here on ESPN Radio. And remember, when it comes to planting, Dyna-Gro is the place to be. It's already growing, folks. Hopefully yours didn't get hit. If it did, well, you can talk to Dyna-Gro about the replant, but the corn is planted. It's coming up. If you still need soybean seed, Dyna-Gro has beans and good beans. 90% plus germ. Take a look at what Dyna-Gro has available. They've got the 36C28, 39R29, 38B31, and new 38R33 soybeans. You need feed seed? Then ask about Dyna-Gro's sorghum sundagrass, known for fast growth and lots of leaves. Look at Dyna-Gro. Contact your area Dyna-Gro seed dealer today. See what's new for 2008. Dyna-Gro, the right seed, the right source. It's growing in your field. It's an award winner, folks. Dyna-Gro, talk to them today. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little U.S. Open. We'll even get a little Husker football in there and a whole lot more. Talk about a couple Husker baseball players that are leaving the program after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Wow, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Koya presents Tiger Woods.
As a kid, when I started competing, I decided to tape a list of someone else's accomplishments on my closet door. After winning my first eight majors, I went back and completely changed my swing. No matter how far behind or how much I'm down, I refuse to quit. Quitting is not an option. My father taught me to hear other people's expectations, but that it's up to me if I want to listen to them. I've decided with the help of others, I'll make a difference in the world. We all make decisions, but in the end, our decisions make us. My name is Tiger Woods, and I wear TAG Heuer. What are you made of?
TAG Heuer timepieces, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Discover the Link Caliber S with a perpetual calendar until 2099 worn by Tiger Woods. Visit TAGHeuer.com for a retailer near you.
Ford trucks have stood by the American worker for 60 years. So to help you get the F-150 or Super Duty pickup you need, Ford is standing by you again with employee pricing. You pay what Ford employees pay. Just when you need it most, it's our best offer of the year. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by June 30th. Harley-Davidson F-450 and higher models are excluded. Taxes, title, and license fees are extra. See Crossroads Ford in Kearney for details or go to FordVehicles.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see some partial sunshine as we head through the day today with a chance for showers and storms, some of which may turn severe with highs around 81. Winds will shift to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There also is concern of some localized flooding potential by late this afternoon and into tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Like a Jim Rome open. You know, you just kind of sit there, and when the song's about over, then you start talking. Jim Rome, 3 to 6 weekdays on the ESPN Superstation. Oh, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can send us your emails to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Boys are back in town. Daddy's back in town. We'll get to him in just a moment. But don't forget, when it's time for lunch, Kearney, Grand Island, head downtown to the Chicken Coop. You've got the baseball package. You've got the NBA playoffs. You've got the U.S. Open going on. And with the U.S. Open being on the West Coast, a lot of late night, later in the evening coverage, replays, you can watch all that and all your favorite sporting activities because there's not a bad seat in the house. Flat-inch or 42-inch flat-screen TVs all over the place, and they've got great food and drink specials every night for you. If you're coming in for lunch, there's a lunch special every day. Check out their great selection of pizza, wings, burgers. They've got ribs. In fact, now the evening menu used to be kind of an evening menu. It's now all day. You want to go in and get a peppercorn steak? Got it. Want some grilled salmon? Got it. You want chicken Alfredo pasta? Got it. That's what you've got. Go in, check out the menu. Maybe you haven't been there in quite a while. Well, you're missing out, folks. Don't forget, start your meal with an appetizer, some boneless chicken wings, some cheese pleasers, breaded cauliflower, the pub pickles, garlic shrooms, whatever you want. It's at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Two Nebraska baseball players, according to Mike Anderson, are leaving the program, and Brett Sowers and Andy Cotton, both reserve infielders, although Andy Cotton saw a little more playing time when Ben Klein struggled in the infield. And, who's King of Mayamaya over here?
I have no idea.
Big Daddy in studio. Daddy was in some meetings. Up? Daddy was in some meetings this morning, and I know he found out a lot, but you got to hear a little bit of what Jim Morris, the head coach of the number one team in the country, Miami, had to say. But let's go into Nebraska losing a couple of baseball players here. Anderson saying that Sowers is going to transfer to a JUCO in Arizona called Yavapai, something like that. He hit 148 in 19 games last year. Cotton, unsure of his plans, looking at a lot of Division II schools, and he is playing summer baseball in Missouri. So where are you looking here?
Well, I'm really surprised by Andy Cotton, being that he's from Lincoln Southwest. You've got a Lincoln kid leaving the program. Obviously, with Ben Klein kind of in his position, they might have just said, kind of one of those deals here, Andy, either you're going to have to switch positions, learn a new position, or you're kind of the odd man out, and we don't look for you to get a lot of playing time. And if a kid wants to play baseball, looking elsewhere is obviously the obvious choice that comes up.
Mitch Sherman talked to Andy Cotton, has a story in today's Omaha World Herald, and Cotton said that Coach Mike Anderson, and of course you bring all the kids in for one-on-one meetings at the end of the year, Anderson told him that in order to remain on the team, he must surrender his scholarship because of the new NCAA-imposed limitations. Those rules dictate that 30 of a maximum 35 players must be on scholarship. Cotton said, quote, "I understand, kind of, because I'm a local guy and my tuition is a lot less, but I wouldn't say it ended on good terms. I thought if this did happen, there was going to be an expression of want or need for me. I didn't feel like I was that big of a priority or valued much." Cotton said he was given the opportunity to stay on as a walk-on. Cotton went on to say it wasn't a very promising situation. I raised a couple questions, and by the end, I was pretty much shown the door. Anderson said Andy was asked to come back. This is why there are so many coaches who are upset with the new NCAA rules. We had some decisions to make to meet the standards. His situation is one of the unfortunate things about it. I don't think either one's disputing what the other said. But That's what happened.
Well, you have to think that Andy Cotton, you know, Mike Anderson obviously saw Ben Klein and saying, we think he's a shortstop of the future, at least the next 2 years, and for Ben's sake, hopefully has a good year at the plate next year, and moves him into his junior year where he becomes draft eligible, and he can take that and perhaps run with it. But for the next 2 years, you're locked in behind here. We feel we've got other avenues to give a scholarship. We feel yours is one. You're an in-state kid paying in-state tuition. Now, a lot of these scholarships, and I know baseball's not fully funded. There's not 30 full-ride scholarships, so a lot of these people aren't getting a whole lot of money anyway. You know, even Alex Gordon and players of this magnitude, you know, maybe in Alex's last year, you know, they were getting close to the maximum allowed in a full ride. But a lot of these scholarships are split, and there's money divided between players. And, you know, there's 30% scholarships, 20%, you know, all the way down. And if they could free something up for somebody else that they thought could get on the field and could play more baseball for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, I guess that's the direction they thought they were going to have to go.
Let's go to some other sports news, maybe some good news for a local athlete. I know that we've heard a lot about Lindsay Anderson from Holdridge when she was going to school there. Ended up at Doan to play basketball. This is a kid that I think was good enough to go to Hastings. Just because I'm saying that because Hastings is a better basketball program historically than Doan. But some good things here, and Lindsay's had a good career. A junior at Doan was named the Emil Liston Award winner by the NAIA. That's a national award recognizing male and female basketball student athlete for excellence in character, playing ability, and scholar achievements. So she's smart, she knows how to play basketball, and she's a good person. Evidently, all three of those combined makes her the best in the NAIA. She is the first Doan athlete ever to receive this prestigious honor. So congratulations to Lindsay Anderson of Holdridge.
Quite an honor. Nationally, you know, I guess
you... Do any of those things?
No. That good person threw me right out.
Well, I'm not... Yeah. Yep, exactly. Uh-huh. You betcha. You know it. Mm-hmm. Also, some coaching awards... three retired coaches from the Omaha Public Schools are going to be honored by the Nebraska Coaches Association. They announced who those award winners are, and then they will be at their banquet at the Nebraska Coaches Clinic later this year. Other honors, though, kind of come our way and even west. Del Schoenfisch of Cambridge is going to win the Ed Johnson Award for boys basketball. Steve Morgan of Ogallala will win the Coaches Association Volleyball Award. And the Girls Basketball Award will go to... Mike Lanham from Southern Valley.
Wow.
I tell you what that means.
Party?
No, those guys are all old. Here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. You have some of these awards named after people. All right? You've got the Biddy and Dutch Award goes for track and field. You've got the Guy Mitty Award for wrestling. And the Skip Parling Award is for football. You also, as I said, Ed Johnson for basketball. But you don't have a name for volleyball or girls basketball. Do we search for a name for that, or do we wait?
Why don't you just attach Kelly Flynn's name to it? They do every...
I knew
that'd make you sigh.
They would have to agree. You know, I mean, it would be hard to argue when you've won like 11 state championships. And not all of these were necessarily, you know, all the most winning coach ever. Volleyball award, you know, Sharon Zavala still coaching. Alan Van Kira still coaching. Columbus Scotus is John Peterson. You know, you kind of still have the best of all time still coaching. Maybe there's somebody else you look at there, but.
Plus, these plaques are only so long, so once you start breaking it up, and you want to mention Alan Ventura, Sharon Zavala, and it just gets too long for the plaques. Because they're going to have a lot of initials, I think.
Well, congratulations to those folks. There's also, you submit some names for National Coach of the Year finalists, and a couple of those, Ken Cook, longtime coach Freeman, North Loop Scotia boy, always has treated this sportscaster very well. Ken Cook, great person. He's up for a National Coach of the Year award. Larry Pritchard, who has stepped down this year at Perkins County, Grant. Al Shirley, track coach, Lexington, has done such a great job with them. He is up for National Coach of the Year in girls track. So best of luck, and we'll find out later this summer about that as well. Also, before we go to break, the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame will induct six men July 12th at their banquet at the Elks Country Club in Columbus. Those to be honored are wrestlers Paul Havel of Wilbur Claytonia, Bob McCaw of Bellevue, M.J. Lyon of Rushville, and Donnie Seifert of Sargent. Donnie Seifert of Sargent, I believe, was the first wrestler that I covered when I started broadcasting. Sargent High School, here's a kid that I believe was one match away from winning four state championships. He was in four finals, and I believe, I got to double, triple check this, I think he got beat his freshman year.
If you're going to lose one, I guess that's the one you want to lose.
This was before the Nordhues boys became third and fourth. I mean, they had that long lull, and Donnie Seifert could have, you know, was a match or two away from winning that, so congratulations to him. The coach, Mike Herman, father of Amherst coach Tyler Herman, who coached for years at Clarks and is at Greeley, is going into the Hall of Fame as well, and the contributor, Rod Sonas of Rushville, will be going in. The Outstanding Wrestlers of the Year, Warner Phipps from Kearney High, Carson Hammond of Amherst will also be going in. Those are two of the four that will be going in. Tyler Sackett of Omaha Scott, Zach Adams of Norfolk Catholic. 1-888-455-ESPN.
We have Bill on Kearney on the line here for you guys.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning. Calling with a message of hope. It was a year ago this time that some of the preseason magazines, I think Athlon Sports, ranked Nebraska's linebacking corps as tops in the nation. Now, I realize a good defensive line helps keep those linemen off of them, but I think they were far from that. So,
Bill, you must have picked up a few magazines already, huh?
Well, I've just been looking at them, but haven't bought any.
What's Nebraska been ranked the highest one that you've seen, Bill?
I think highest I've seen is like fourth in the Big 12 North. Mm.
Yeah, we'll get to some of those. Bill, thanks so much for chiming in. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
1-888-455-ESPN. Going to talk a lot about that in the last segment coming up. But, let's see. One of these magazines I thought talked about that. Veteran O-line, inexperience and outright holes could make defensive improvements slow. That's what they're saying in Lindy's. Athlon, Nebraska could be much improved under Bo Pelini. His biggest task, bringing back the swagger to a defense that was downright embarrassing in 2007. And we talked about Phil Steele a couple weeks ago when he came out with his. I want to get into that after the break. But football, it's never too early to start thinking football. You can order your gear at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. But if it is too early to start thinking about football, let's concentrate on softball and baseball where they have all the gear and just enjoying summer. You're getting your flip-flops, you're going to the beach, you're sitting on your deck, you're going fishing, going to a meeting this morning. Maybe you need a visor or a cap. Maybe you need shorts and T-shirts from Adidas and Nike. Of course, they've got Rider, Nike, and Adidas when it comes to the flip-flops and the shoes and everything you need to be comfortable this summer. Misco's always wishing the best of luck to the area athletes as they make it through the summer. Don't forget, they've been there for over 125 years, and so there's one reason for that. They know what they're doing. Top quality equipment and merchandise from Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Love to hear from you. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
John Coward here to talk about a situation I think you'll recognize. Day of the game, seven buddies, barbecue at your house. Looking for a ride to the tailgate party? Thanks to the new Honda Pilot, you'll be prepared for almost anything. 8-passenger seating and increased storage capacity. You pack up the crew and go. With an available Navi system, you get to the game. And with an available top-shelf DVD rear entertainment system, you're the star of the day. The Honda Pilot, like a 5-tool baseball player with the capability to play almost every position.
Go to pilot.honda.com for more information.
There's a lot to be excited about at Microtel Inns and Suites. From free local and long-distance calls and free high-speed wireless internet to a complimentary continental breakfast. And our new stylish decor and plush bedding make every night's sleep a comfortable one. Plus, the MicroPass card helps guests earn free stays at any Microtel. J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Microtel highest in guest satisfaction 6 years in a row. For a great hotel at an affordable price, visit MicrotelInn.com. For J.D. Power & Associates information, visit www.jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some partial sunshine as we head through the day today with a chance for showers and storms, some of which may turn severe with highs around 81. Winds will shift to the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There also is concern of some localized flooding potential by late this afternoon and into tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulating UNK men's golfer Max Haydenfelt, named a Division II All-American, honorable mention for the recently completed season. The Gehring native, one of 28 golfers to earn honorable mention honors. 25 players made up the first three teams. The full team, sponsored by Golf Coaches Association of America. Haydenfelt last month led the Lopers to the Northwest West Super Regional in California and tied for medalist honors at 3 over 219. So congratulations to Max Haydenfelt. Expected to see him doing even bigger and better things coming up next week. We'll talk U.S. Open, Husker football in just a moment. But the storm's kind of thumping things around. Maybe it's time to once again look at this is the time to get into the landscaping.
Well, you're looking at some of your mulch going out in your lawn. Well, not if you've got one of the benefits of landscape curbing, and that's what one of the benefits is. You can get design flexibility, including flowing curves, straight lines, or custom designs. Doesn't matter. Matt and the gang can do it all for you. Whether it's walkways, driveways, pathways, tree edging, or circles, flower or garden beds, doesn't matter. Curbit.net. Check them out today. On the net, obviously, at curbit.net, or call Matt and the gang at 308-237-4805. A lot of it's going on as the grass grows. Some of you people, like myself, have new lawns out there that are starting to take a little bit of shape. Call Matt and the gang for a free estimate. They're bringing life to landscapes, whether it's residential or commercial. Call them today, 308-237-4805, Curbit, Inc.
What shape is your lawn taking, by the way? I haven't been by lately. I'm concerned.
It's even filling in. Some of it's even growing.
You sure?
You know,
did you put DynaGrow in your there?
You know what? I did not put DynaGrow on my lawn because, you know, everybody says one of the best places around here, I think, is Arrow Seeds and Broken Bow, and so I went with this 5-star blend of grass, and it's one of the finer grasses, they say, bluegrass. But this season, it doesn't. It the cold wet weather has not really helped that blend. There's been some other grass that have grown bigger, but it's filling in, taking shape. So
it
hopefully
looks a little bit like Torrey Pines.
No, it looks nothing.
Not the fairways. I'm not talking fairways. I'm talking maybe some of the rough, some of the gunch. Tomorrow it is, Daddy. What do you think? Tiger? Somebody else? I've got the odds from Vegas. Tiger Woods, 6-5. I've seen 5-2. I think that's a little more realistic. The field, 4-1, and then you got to kind of see who's in everybody's field. Tiger is at 6-5 on this one. 8-1 for Phil. Furyk at 15-1. No, can't win. Potty Harrington, 20-1. I think so. Retief, 20-1, but has been struggling. I don't think so, but he's a two-time champ.
What's Big Earn at?
20-1. Vijay, 20-1. Trevor Immelman, 25-1. Yeah, okay. Yep, okay. But Trevor was in the playoff last week. Here's what surprised me a little bit. Sergio is behind a lot of guys at 35-1. And he's been playing pretty darn good lately.
Now if you go back over the years and go back to junior amateurs and things at Torrey Pines, Tiger's won, what, like 79 events here of the 81 he's played? This is Tiger Woods' to lose.
So you taking Tiger or not?
Yes. I think, you know, even coming off the knee surgery, I think he wins this going away. Plus, you're playing with Phil. Do they like that or not?
Well, they're saying they do. They're not going to say they don't. They're saying they do. Phil.
I got a brother that feels that and likes those sentiments.
I think, and I'm not a Sergio fan, but I think Sergio's going to be there. And then you got to find that Jeff Ogilvie, Angel Cabrera foreign player that's going to hack it around a little bit and hang right there with you. And I'm not sure who that's going to be. I'd love to see Lee Westwood, who has seemed to resurge his career a little bit, be there. And then you just don't know. There's going to be somebody there that you haven't paid a whole lot of attention to before.
The odds in which you've pulled up, the field you had at 4-1, this list only has about 25 people on it. I mean, just glancing at it.
Yeah.
So some of those lists are pretty extensive. You know, they get down quite a ways. If you take the field, somebody really bizarre is going to be on the leaderboard for them not to be on the list.
Some new news just coming down to us. During the last break, the Nebraska School Activities Association announces the NSAA Cup winners. This is basically putting all the sports together for all the high schools. They will honor Millard West, Omaha Marion, Elkhorn, Lincoln Pius X, Norfolk Catholic, Humphrey St. Francis, and Kearney Catholic as the second annual Cup champions. They will be presented during the fall. I know Kearney Catholic received one of them this fall. And let's take a look. The Stars didn't win a state title, but scored 240 points to edge Norfolk Catholic for the Girls' Cup in Class C. And I can already hear it. Marion, Pius, Norfolk Catholic, Kearney Catholic, Humphrey St. Francis.
No, I never saw that coming.
They were the winners. Karen Jennings, an All-American on the court and in the classroom during her career as a women's basketball player at Nebraska, has earned one of the highest honors presented to a former collegiate student-athlete with her selection for induction into the COSIDA Academic All-American Hall of Fame later this month. Rebecca Lobo is among those that will be going in with her, a five-member class. Karen Jennings, a three-time first-team Academic All-American from 91 to 93, and two-time All-American of the Year, will be inducted on June 30th at a ceremony in Tampa, Florida.
Congratulations.
I want to remind folks, you might have heard a little bit about this earlier in the show, don't forget to sign your men's softball team up for the Sun Heat Tournament in Lincoln, June 21st, to compete for a $1,000 prize and an automatic berth in the state tourney. You can call 382-8137 for more information. You have until the 18th to register, and we're coming up on that date, and the teams are starting to fill up. You can go to sunheat.com. Sunheat, that's S-U-N, sunheat.com for more information. Daddy, we had a quick talk about Nebraska football, and we'll really get into this when we have a little more time. The College World Series really dominating. We have Athlon and Lindy's both picking Nebraska fourth in the Big 12 North, behind Missouri, Kansas, and Colorado, and ahead of Kansas State and Iowa State. Phil Steele has Nebraska second behind Missouri and says to put Nebraska 2 in the North ahead of Kansas is scary, and then says the Huskers 2-6 in the Big 12 last year and were outgained by 55 yards per game. 11 returning starters are tied for second fewest in the Big 12. I like facts.
I like Phil Steele. I respect his opinion, and I like 2 in the Big 12 North. I think that's much more accurate. Colorado ahead of Nebraska, are you kidding me? We've got Bo Pelini, people.
I'll tell you right now, if I had to predict today, I would not be predicting what any of these three predicted. But we've got a long way to go until Big 12 Media Day. We want to thank the head coach of the number one baseball team in the country, Miami of Florida's Jim Morris, for joining us on the show today. We'll talk North Carolina and Florida State baseball tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!